Lawrence selected for school board. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. Early last night, Campbell County school board members praised all 8 applicants who interviewed for the vacant position. But it was Dr. Joe Lawrence who was selected to fill the vacant spot. He received 4 votes from board members. Gillette Police Officer Alan Stuber received a nomination from board member Tony Bell and 1 additional vote from board member Andrea Latke. Board Chair Lisa Durgan talks about the process and the selection of Lawrence to fill the spot.
I would just tell the public that there was no preconceived notion on my part and what I believe to be anybody else's on who was the candidate to be chosen today. There's been a lot of speculation about that, and I completely disagree with it based on the process that I saw today. It was very difficult to decide because we had 8 great candidates, and that's the good news. The good news here is I see a bright future for our district. If we have that grade of candidates coming in here, when we have tough decisions in the future, we're going to have great candidates in 18 months when we have to not only elect someone to fill this short term that we have appointed, that person will have to run again in 18 months, but we will also have 3 other seats open, and I have encouraged several of these candidates to run in that election, and it's a win-win for us because with good people out there to run in a future election, we're all going to win and our students are going to win.
Durgan talks about why she believes Lawrence and his experience got the necessary 4 votes.
Dr. Lawrence was on our board for 4 years as of 2 years ago, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the reason he didn't run for re-election was his wife was sick and he needed the time to take care of her. He was a great board member then. He was involved in our vision planning and a lot of different things with where we're at today. And I feel like at this point in our board life and our where we're at, we have a lot of major things going on. And to catch someone up to speed to where we're at is it's a long process. There's a lot to know, and to have the blessing of having someone come in who understands a lot of that already takes the pressure off of our board of backtracking, and we can just move forward and make our decisions about the budgeting and things, and hopefully that isn't we're not so stuck in the process of it, and we can start focusing on the education of our kids.
Durgan talks about where she hopes to see the board go from here.
I believe that we have a lot of fresh faces. We have 2 board members with 2 years' experience. We have 2 board members who have just begun. And that brings a lot of fresh face and a lot of new ideas to our board, and I've appreciated that. And we have had great discussions and great ideas just with the changes with funding and the differences in our community. We've experienced a lot of time spent on processes and procedures and how we do things. And I'm hopeful that we can put this behind us and move forward in a positive direction and focus more on the welfare of children and the education of children, which is what we're here for, and create these great ideas and move forward as a district. And I ask the school district and the community to rally behind our school board and support our decision and support Dr. Lawrence in his 18-month appointment, and know that there's a lot of hope for our future because we saw some great candidates today.